Today's daf is Yevamos daf Chav. Today's shir is Lizchus Refuah Shleima from Moshe Shmuel ben Basya Bela, sponsored by some of his friends. Again, we wish him a Refuah Shleima and thank the friends for the sponsorships. Today, first, we're going to finish up the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon about Eish Hasach of Shlo HaYibal Lama, a couple of more details that we're going to give about that. And then we have a new Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amaral, where the Mishnah is going to describe what the halachos of Yibam are and Chalitza when it comes not only to Arayos, which we've been discussing until this point, but what about Isurim to Rabbanan? What about Shnios La Arayos? What about Isure Lavin that are not Arayos? So we're going to discuss that as well. When we get to the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to define what it means when we say Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha, and why those Isurim are called Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha. But then the majority of the Daf is going to deal with one question. The Gemara is going to raise the issue of why it is that we don't say that a Kohen Gadol is Miyabe Min Almana from Erisin because of Asei Do Chalos Asei. Meaning, after all, if a Kohen Gadol, if Yibum is a Mitzvah Sasei, and almana is only a mitzvah lo sasei, so shouldn't the Kohen Gadol be allowed to do yibum on the almana? Why don't we allow the Kohen Gadol to yibum on the almana min erisin? Min anisuin, if she already anisuin, we understand why not, because an almana min anisuin is both an asei and a lo sasei. So ein asei docha lo sasei ve asei. But min erisin, it's only a lav. So let the asei be docha lo sasei. The Gemara is going to give five answers to that question. Starts on the bottom of Amud Aleph, goes all the way through to the bottom of Amud Beis. So that is the format of the daf. Let's begin. We're still a little bit behind. We left off at Asaba Ma'amer. We're still going through line by line this brisa that we quoted on Daf Yotes. So we're about 12 lines before the lines get wide. Asaba Ma'amer va'ach kach no lo'ach. The Mishnah had said that in the case where you have, again, Reuven and Shimon are brothers and they're both alive at the same time, and Levi is born only after Reuven dies. So what if Asaba Ma'amer? After Reuven dies, Shimon does Ma'amer on Reuven's wife. V'achar kach no lo'ach. And only then is Levi born. Osh and no loach, or Levi is born after Reuven dies, but v'achar kach asaba ma'amer, and only after Levi is born does Shimon do ma'amer. V'meis, and then Shimon dies. Rishona yotzu mishumeis shesach of shalom hayibah olamo. The woman who was originally married to Reuven is free to go because she's a shesach of shalom hayibah olamo. There's no mitzvah yibum on Levi. Ushniya chalatzis v'lomis yavemes. And the wife of Shimon, the woman who was married to Shimon the whole time, gets chalitza but cannot get yibum. She doesn't get yibum because she's a tsaras erva to Levi. Since Reuven's original wife is an erva to Levi, she's Eishas Ach of Shloi Balama, so she's an erva of Eishas Ach, and Shimon had done ma'amer on her, so any other of Shimon's wives are a tsaras erva, so you can't do yibum because they're at least a potential tsaras erva. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, "Bi asa ochalitzasa shel achas mehen poteres tsarasa." That all he needs to do is do bia or chalitza on Shimon's wife, and that will definitely take care of Reuven's wife as well. Rabbi Shimon in general is mesupak whether ma'amer does whether ma'amer counts or doesn't count. It either is kona or is not kona. So Rabbi Shimon holds that you do chalitza or yibum on Shimon's wife, and that should take care of Reuven's wife. Well, Rabbi Shimon Ahayakai, which case is Rabbi Shimon going on? We mentioned two cases over here, two chronologies of how it all plays out. If you want to say that Rabbi Shimon is talking about a case where the brother is born first, Levi is born first, and then Shimon does ma'amer, ha'amrit b'nolad b'sof yibim lo palag, Rabbi Shimon. But we said that if it's yibim first, and then if Levi is born first, and then Shimon does yibum, Rabbi Shimon is not going to argue. The Rabbi Shimon is going to say as Rashi points out, inema anolad loach. If you want to say that Levi is born before Shimon does anything with Reuven's wife, kodem amer b'hal lemer Rabbi Shimon bias hashniya k'sheira, and that's where Rabbi Shimon is saying that the bia that Levi is going to have with Shimon's wife is going to be kosher. But we already medayek that if Levi is born before Shimon does yibum, Rabbi Shimon does not disagree. He would consider that an iser of eishes achshalei ba'olamo. And maybe Maimer works on when Shimon does it on Reuven's wife. Vavle shniya tsaras erva, and therefore Shimon's wife should be tsaras erva to Levi. Va'oda, not only that, my potaras tsarasa ika. How could you say that paters the tsara? That implies that the tsara needs to be patered. Hamifter of a kaima, deshach shoy balamahi. The woman who was originally married to Reuven never had any requirement of anything according to Rabbi Shimon in this case, because she was deshach shoy balamo. Ella, rather, the case Rabbi Shimon is commenting on must be the other case. It must be the case where first Shimon did Maimer and then Levi was born. So by the time Levi was born, Shimon was already Durabanan married, had Maimer with Reuven's wife. Chalatz the Bailus Maimer lo niftaratzara. If he only does Chalitza on Reuven's wife, that's not going to help the Tzara, it's not going to help Shimon's wife. My taima, Mishum David Tzara Vadai Ubalas Maimer Safek. And the reason for that is simple, because the Tzara is a Vadai, meaning Shimon's wife is someone that definitely needs to be addressed. There's a definite Zika between Shimon's wife and Levi. That's an actual Zika. Whereas the Balas Maimer, Reuven's original wife, is only a Safek whether there's a Zika over there, because Rabbi Shimon's Mesupik, whether Maimer does anything. If Maimer never did anything in the first place, this is Eishes Achav Shloi Balamo, she's Aser. If Maimer does something, then she's someone who needs to be dealt with. Vein Safek, Motzi Midei Vadai. Doing a Chalitza on a Safek Zika is certainly not going to solve a Vadai Zika that Levi has with Shimon's real wife. Yasra Menashe Bar Zvid Kamed Rav Huna, V'yasav Ka'amar, Mai Taimid Rabbi Shimon. So the Amoraim were discussing, what's the Svara for Rabbi Shimon? Why is it that Rabbi Shimon says, in our Mishnah, that Mi'avim Lezom Shiyirtza, that you could do Yibum in the cases where we thought to have a din of Veishasach V'shloye Ba'olamo. My time is Rabbi Shimon. You're asking what the svara is for Rabbi Shimon. Kedamar Taima says explicitly, Ha'olu Bo Umatza Beheter V'lom Da Lav Shah Achas Be'isir. If by the time Levi was born, Shimon had already done Yibum on Reuven's wife, so by the time Levi was born, he only knows Reuven's wife as Shimon's wife. He doesn't know her as Reuven's wife, and therefore there's no Isir of Veishasach V'shloye Ba'olamo. Now we get that. We understand the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Why did the Rabbanan think that it still does have an Isra of Eshazach of Shloye Ba'olamo? After all, by the time Levi was born, she was already married to Shimon. So why should she be Aser Midin Reuven of Eshazach of Shloye Ba'olamo? She was never Reuven's wife as far as Levi is concerned. Levi only knows her as Shimon's wife. Amar Krabig, the Pasuk says, V'lachalo li'isha. Pasuk describes how after the brother dies, you take her ulukacha lo li'isha v'yibma, that you take her for a wife v'yibma, and we darshin adayin yivumim harishonim aleha, that no matter what happens, we always view her as being the subject of yibum because of the first zika, because of the first death of her first husband. So even though by the time Levi was born, she was already married to Shimon, she was married to Shimon through yibum, and that yibum is still Reuven's yibum. It's a yibum on behalf of Reuven. Elahadetanan, so says Mara, wait a second. If we're going to say that even after Shimon does Yibum, we still view her as Reuven's wife, remember we said, Kansa, that once Shimon marries her, once Shimon does Yibum, Harei Kisha L'chaldavar, she's treated just like any other regular wife of Shimon. Va'amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Melamit Shemegarsha Beget Umachzira. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says, what does that mean, that she's treated like any other wife? It means that if he wants to divorce her, he gives her a get. And if he wants to remarry her after he gives her a get, he could remarry her, like any other wife that he would divorce, that he's allowed to remarry as long as she didn't marry anyone else in between. But what about the fact that shouldn't she go back to being Eshes Achiv? Shouldn't she need a Chalitza or something? If we still view it as if she's still coming Mitzad Reuven? Say, Esel Gemara, Hasamnami, Lema V'yibma. Adayin Yivumin Harishon, not Esel Gemara, it's part of the question. Hasamnami, Lema V'yibma. Adayin Yivumin Harishon Amala. V'dibay Chalitza. We should say she's still coming as a product of the relationship with Reuven, and she should require a Chalitza. Answers in Marno, Shaini Hasam Damakra, Vilacha Lo Liisha. The Pasuk says, Ulkacha Lo Liisha, that you will take her for a wife. Kivan shalakacha nas ki ishta l'chal davar. Once he married her, she becomes his wife entirely. So, that's great to make such a drasha that she becomes his wife entirely, and we forget that Reuven ever existed. But ihachi, if that's the case, hachanami. So why can't Levi do yibum on her? Meaning then she's not really eshesachiv shloha yibal lamo to Levi if we forget that Reuven ever existed and she's just fully Shimon's wife. And so Gemara hakasav brachmana viyibma, because we had this competing drasha viyibma that says that you always keep Reuven in the back of your mind. Umari Isa, but how do you know to use the viyibma to teach me that Levi is not allowed to do yibum on her? That's the Rabbanan Shita. Levi is not allowed to do yibum on her. And to use l'kacha lo li'isha to teach me that once Shimon does yibum on her, he can treat her like a regular wife, where he could divorce her and remarry her. Answers the Gemara, Mistavra shadi hetera a hetera, v'shadi isura a isura. It's most mistavra that if we have two drashos, one that suggests a heter, and one that suggests an iser, and we have two halachos to try to apply them, that will associate the heter with the heter and the iser with the iser. What do we mean the heter with the heter? So Rashi explains, the heter is the drasha of ulukacha, that she's not going to require chalitza, that she's going to be considered Shimon's real wife, and she's subject to regular modes of divorce and remarriage. We connect that with the heter, where the whole idea is a heter. A guy's miyabim is eshes achiv, that's a big heter. Normally eshes achiv is arayos, and we allow yibum, so that's a big heter. So we'll associate the heter of being able to treat her like a regular wife with the giant heter called yibum. Vishadi isura, isura means the drush of the yibma, which tells us that we still have to view her as the wife of Reuven, or as coming mitzad Reuven. We connect that with the iser when there's already a tzad iser, like eshes achiv shloha yibal lamo. When on a case of a tzad iser where it's an eshes achiv shloha yibal lamo, where you don't have a mitzvah yibum, where you still treat her like an eshes achiv. Rabbi Shimon, fracting more vital, Rabbi Shimon, Damar, Hol, Ba, Umatza, Beheter, Velaamdal of Shah Achas Beisir. According to Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason why Levi is allowed to do Yibam on her? Because on the woman who was originally married to Reuven, because by the time Levi was born, Shimon was already married to her, and therefore, as far as Levi's concerned, she's Shimon's wife, she's not Reuven's wife, so the Isser of being Reuven's wife went away. Elameata, if you could say that Isurim just go away because subsequently someone is married to your brother who you know, and that makes all previous Isurim go away, well then let's say you have a brother that was married to your sister from your mother's side. You have a brother from your father's side who is married to your sister from your mother's side. Shanasa achiv me'aviv va'achar kach nolad. And they got married before you were born. So she was your sister from your mother's side before you were born, but by the time you were born, she was already married to your brother from your father's side. So shouldn't we say the fact that she's married to your brother from your father's side should take away all previous Yisurim and should make all other Yisurim go away? So v'achach nolad ach umeis tisyavim. We should do yibum. Ha'olubam matzabahetar. Because by the time you were born, you only know her as your brother's wife. You don't know her as your sister. You only know her as your brother's wife. Says Gemara, Isra Chosel Hechnazel. What do you mean you don't know her as your sister? Of course you know her as your sister. She's your brother's wife, and she's still your sister. That's not the same thing as not knowing her as Reuven's wife. You never knew Reuven, so you don't know her as Reuven's wife. But you know her as your sister in this case. She's your sister from your mother's side. So says Gemara, yeah, but Hachanami, Isra Achiv Shloya Ba'olam, Ba'olam Hechnazel. Just because you didn't know Reuven, what does that mean? She's still Reuven's wife, right? Where did that Isra go? She's still Eshes Achiv. If the relationship of Eshes Achiv is allowed to disappear when she marries another one of your brothers, why isn't any other of the Arayos, the relationship of being your own sister, allowed to disappear when she marries one of your brothers? Answers the Gemara, Hai Isura de la Sayatera, Hai Isura de Sayatera. Big difference. The Isra of Eshes Achiv is an Isser that has a heter. The Isser of your sister is not an Isser that has a heter. Someone is your sister is always your sister, and that's never going to be a heter. What is the heter that we have for the Yisra of Eshes Achiv. So Pashas, you'd say, what do you mean? The mitzvah of Yibum. It comes with a giant heter. It's an Isra that comes with this big heter called Yibum. If you look at Rashi, Isra Choso Leslei Heter, Aval Isra Eshes Ach, Islei Heter, Kishain Lo Banim. When there are no children, there's a big heter to the Isra of Eshes Ach, and that meaning that's called Yibum. Hilchach Kishameis Rishon Blo Banim, Paka Isura Legabe Sheni. Therefore, when the first brother died without any children, that Isra of Eshes Ach goes away as far as Shimon's concerned, Vinasa, and that's why Shimon was allowed to marry her. Vashlishi Mikach Sheni Ba, and therefore Levi is only looking at her from Shimon and on. He doesn't have to look at her in terms of Reuven. That Isra of Reuven went away when Reuven died without any children. But if you look at Tosos, Tosos says a little bit of a different part in what it means that it's Islei Atera. Says Tosos, the Paka Isra Eshes Ach, the Yachla Hachzira La'achar Shagirsha. That what's the evidence that the Isra of Eshes Ach went away? It's that Shimon is allowed to remarry her after he divorces her. V'kihechi depakale legabi didei Isra Eshes Ach, Paka Nami legabi Achiv Anolad. Just like as far as Shimon is concerned, going forward, even that it's meaning what Tosis is emphasizing over here is that we don't say there are two ways one could have potentially looked at the mitzvah of Yibum. You could look at the mitzvah of Yibum and say she is Eishes Achiv, and you still have to view her as Eishes Achiv, but the mitzvah of Yibum overpowers the Eishes Achiv, but Eishes Achiv is still there, it's still lying in the background, it's just that the mitzvah of Yibum allows you to stay married to her. Or you could say, no, because of the mitzvah of Yibum, she is no longer Eshes Achiv. Eshes Achiv went away. The Yisra of Eshes Achiv went away. Tosfos says the raya that we view it the second way and not the first way, that the Yisra of Eshes Achiv went away entirely, and that it's not just lying there dormant, is what if Shimon divorces her? If Shimon divorced her after doing Yibum, and the Yisra of Eshes Achiv were really there the whole time, well, now there's no mitzvah of Yibum to remarry her, so the Yisra of Eshes Achiv should be back in full force, and it should be arayos, but we don't say that. We say that Shimon is allowed to remarry her. So you see that once Shimon does Yibum, the Isra of Eshes Achiv disappears entirely. That's what it means that it has a heter. Not just that you're allowed to do Yibum. Yeah, that you're allowed to do Yibum could be a dechia. No, but that the Isra goes away. Mamish has a heter. That the Isra stops being in existence. That you don't have by your sister. You only have by Eshes Achiv. Okay, new Mishnah now. Klal Amru bi Yavama. We said the rule by Yavama is as follows. Kol shi Yisra erva, lo chalatas lomis yavemes. If she's one of the 15 arayos that we mentioned in the first mission of the Masechta, you can't do chalitza or yibum on her, nor on any of her tsaros. Isr mitzvah v'isr kedusha. If, however, she's a lesser isr to you, she's asir to you, but on a lesser level, she's only what we would call an isr mitzvah or an isr kedusha. The Gemara will define those terms. Then chaletzas v'lomis yavemis. You do need to do chalitza, but there's no need for yibum. Achosa she yavemta chaletzas v'lomis yavemis. If she's your sister shehi yavemta and also yavama, then you could do chalitza or yibum on the other one. What this is talking about is if you have two brothers who were both married to two sisters, and one of them is an Isra Erva to you. So normally, Achosu Kukaso, is going to be Pater, from you're not going to be able to do Yibam on Achosu Kukaso, but since over here one of them is an Erva to you, so she's never Zakuk to you. So you could do Yibam on the other one, or Chalita, whichever you choose on the other one. Isr mitzvah, shnios midivrisov. Now we go back to define the terminology we used. What does isr mitzvah mean? It means shnios midivrisovim. It means people who are not so closely related that they're asr midaraisa to you as erva, but they're one step removed from that. Meaning, for example, the Torah never says you're not allowed to marry your grandmother, you're not allowed to sleep with your grandmother. But that the Chum said, that's a close enough relationship, we should probably make that asr. So that's an isr midivrisovim. That's shnios midivrisovim. Isr kedusha, what's an isr kedusha? Alman al Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'chalutz al Kohen Hedyot, the Yisurei Lavin. An Almana not allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol, or rather Kohen Gadol not allowed to marry an Almana, Kohen Hedyot marrying Grusha v'chalutza, Mamzer Asun Nesin al Yisrael, Bas Shol Nosun al Mamzer, these different relationships that are Yisurei Lavin. Good, says the Gemara, klal la'asuyemai. When we say that there is a klal, that anyone that's in Isra Erva, there's no Yibum or Chalitza, what case is that coming to add? What's that coming to include? Amar Afram Bar Papa la'asuyei tzaras islandis. It's coming to tell tell us that even a tsaras island is also doesn't need yibum or chalitza, uchadarav asi. Meaning if one of the brother's wives was an islandess, then you don't need yibum or chalitza on any of the wives, and that goes like the sheet of Ravasi that we had in Daf Yud Beis, that there's no chalitza on yibum, because an islandess is, even though she's not really an erva, we consider her like an erva, because the pasuk says when it describes yibum, asher teleid, that you're doing yibum on a woman so that she can give birth to a child on behalf of your brother. So the isra of the mitzvah of yibum only applies with the woman who could potentially give birth, and anyone who can't, like an islandess, is a stam an eshes ach. Eshes ach is one of the arayos, so she's one of the arayos, and all the other tsaros are tsaras erva. So you don't do yibum or chalitza on any of them. V'ikata amri, and others said no. Kol she isur isra erva huda asira tsarasa. Halo isur isra erva tsarasa lo asira. That no, we should be medayik from our Mishnah the exact opposite. That the Mishnah says, when do you not need yibum or chalitza? That's when the whole isra is an isra erva. But when the isra is something else, it's not an isra erva, then you're not, then the tsar is not going to be asir. Lemute mai, amara from lemute tsaras islandess, so dulogravasi. An islandess is an islandess. She's not an erva. She's just someone who's not able to have children. So her tsaros, you can do yibum or chalitza on. That's what our Mishnah is coming to tell me. Against Ravasi, who thinks that you're not allowed to do yibum or chalitza on a tsaras islandess, because the islandess goes back to being the erva of Eshes Achiv. Achosa she yivemta. Then we gave the case of Achosa she yivemta. So it says Gemara Achosa deman. Whose sister is she? Ilei medi iser mitzvah kiva demidar raisa ram yakamei paga ba achos zukukaso. If you say that it's only an iser mitzvah, she is the one who's related to you is only an iser mitzvah. It's only an iser drabanan. Well, on a dar raisa level, you have a zika to her. So you shouldn't be allowed to do yibum on the other one, because then it's achosu kukaso, el achosu disrerva. No, it must be that that's talking about the case of isrerva, that there are two women and that are nafal liyubim at the same time, and one of them is a real erva to you. So then you're allowed to do yibum or chalitza on the other one. Meaning, normally the halacha is each brother's wife. If there are two brothers and they both left the wife and they both didn't have children, you have to do yibum or chalitza on each of them. There are two separate mitzvahs, but you can't do yibum on either one of them, because it would be achosu kukaso. Midrabanan, you can't do yibum on either one of them, because it would be a chosu kaso. But if one of them is related to you in a way that you're not able to do yibum, where there's no zika even, then you could do yibum on the other one, because it's not a chosu kukaso. Isser mitzvah shnios. The Mishnah described, what does isser mitzvah mean? It means shnios. It means people who are related in a way that the rabbanan were gozer, that they should be like arayos. Amai karile isser mitzvah. Why are they called an isser mitzvah? That's a strange way to call arayos, to call it a mitzvah. And Sigmar Amarbai, mitzvah l'shma, divrei chachamim. Yeah, why do we listen to the rabbis? Because there's a mitzvah l'shma, divrei chachamim. So we say it's an isra mitzvah, we mean it's an isra that's the product of the mitzvah to listen to the chachamim. Isra kedusha, alman l'koyin gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'koyin hadyot. V'amai karilu isra kedusha. When we said isra kedusha, we said that means the forbidden marriages relating to kahuna and the like. Why is that called isra kedusha? Tichsiv kedoshim yu l'lkeyem. Because in the parsha of Kohanim, describes that you're supposed to be kedoshim. That's why we call it isra kedusha. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Machlef. Rabbi Yehuda said it the other way. He translated the terminology the other way. That isra mitzvah, that refers to alman kohen gadol grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot. That refers to the surim related to kuna. V'amaykar le'isra mitzvah. Why are they called an isra mitzvah? D'chsiv eilah hamitzvos. Because in the parsha of kuna it describes eilah hamitzvos. Isra kedusha. That's why the surim relating to kuna is called isra mitzvah. Isra kedusha shnios midivrei sofrim. The way Rabbi Yehuda translates it is that isra kedusha relates to shnios midivrei sofrim, to those arayos that are second tier arayos and are only asur midrabanan. V'amaykar le'isra kedusha. Why is that called an isra kedusha? Amar Abayi called mekayim divrei chacham nikra kadosh, because anyone who's mekayim divrei chacham is called a kadosh, and therefore it's called isra kedusha, because anyone who fulfills the chacham is called a kadosh. Amar Rav of Kol she'enu mekayim divrei chacham kadosh udala mikri rosh nami lo mikri. What kind of comment is that? If someone listens to the rabbi, they get lauded as a kadosh. They're called someone who's very special and a kadosh. That makes it sound like it's optional, that you could choose to not listen to the chachamim, and therefore, if you choose to be such a good guy that you listen to the chachamim, you're called a kadosh. But that's not true. If you don't listen to the Chum, you're a Rasha. So isn't there such a thing as a Beinoni? How could it be that if you listen, you're a Kaddish, and if you don't listen, you're a Rasha? Who's a Beinoni then? Ela Amar Rava Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutzalach. No, you know why it's called Kadosh? Is the you know why we call it Nisra Kedusha? Is because of Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutzalach. That the assumption is when the Torah tells us that we're supposed to be Kadoshim, it means we should take things that are technically mutter to us and even stay away from those things. So that's why Shnius Midivrei Sofrim are called an Isra Kedusha, because on a Daraisa level they're totally mutter, but Midrabanan, the Rabbanan decided to infuse us with an extra level of Kedusha by staying away even from those things that are otherwise mutter to us. Alman of the Kohen Gadol. So we spoke about an Alman of the Kohen Gadol. Kapasik, now here's one topic for the rest of the daf. Kapasik Vatani. We said that an Alman of the Kohen Gadol, without any further details, we said about an Alman of the Kohen Gadol that you don't do Yibum an Alman of the Kohen Gadol. Lo Shlomin Nisuin, Velo Shlomin Erisin. And it doesn't matter whether, meaning Alman of the Kohen Gadol would mean that it doesn't matter whether she was married to the Kohen Gadol's brother with only Nisuin or with Erisin. Bishlam, I mean, Nisuin, I understand why if she was married to the Kohen Gadol's brother with Nisuin, I understand why the Kohen Gadol cannot do Yibam on her, because Asay Velos Asay, to do Yibam on her would be a violation of both an Asay and a Los Asay. You have the fact that she's an Almana, that's a Lav, Almana Lo Yikach, and you have the fact that she's a bu'ula, and there's an isra say, because isha b'vesuleha yikach. The Kohen Gadol has a requirement to marry only a besula. So lav haba mechlal asay as a din of an asay, marrying a bu'ula would be a violation of that asay. Ve'in asay docha los sevasay. An asay cannot be docha both los sevasay. Elamina erisin los asay greduhu. Yavo asay v'yidcha los asay. But in almana mina erisin, it's only a los asay. She's not a bu'ula. She's only an almana, and therefore why can't the Kohen Gadol do Yibum on his brother's almana? After all, the mitzvah of Yibum should be docha the los asay of almana the Kohen Gadol. So let the mitzvah of Yibum be docha the los asay of almana the Kohen Gadol. Tosav Yer points out, wait a second, she's a basula, and Gemara works with the assumption that a woman cannot become pregnant from the first bia she ever has. The Gemara is going to say that later on in this Masechta. How can we suggest that the Alman of the Kohen Gadol should do Yibum on his brother's almana if he knows for sure she's not going to get pregnant because she's a basula still? How can he do Yibum? The whole idea of the mitzvah of Yibum is to make a shame for his brother, but you know that they're not going to be able to have a child. Now the mitzvah is, of course, nowadays we assume a woman can become pregnant from a first bia even if she's a basula, but that's the Gemara's assumption, whether it's Nishtana Ateva or whatever, however you want to explain it, but that's the assumption, that's the ground rules we're working with, that she cannot become pregnant in that way. So how could there be a mitzvah of Yibum if... how could there be a mitzvah of Yibum if there's no chance of Hakamas Shem for the brother? So Tosa suggests, V'omari delo kasha midi. He says, it's not a kasha. Delo bi'inan bia shete ru'uya la kamas Shem. We don't need a bia that itself can create a Hakamas Shem. Ela shayivam avayavam yuru'in la kamas Shem. We just need people who can make a Hakamas Shem. This Yivama can do a Hakamas Shem. She can have children, just not with this bia. The mitzvah of Yibum is not that the bia itself should create that Hakamas Shem. It's that we have people involved who aren't an islandist or a sris or someone, people involved who can potentially have a Hakamas Shem. That's the important chiddush of Tosfos. So anyway, so the Gemara's question is, why is it that a Kohen Gadol cannot do Yibum on his brother's almana? Whatever happened to Asay Docha Los Asay? To this, the Gemara is going to suggest five answers. Answer number one. Amrav Gidol Amrav Amarkra, Pasuk says, Va'olsi Yevimto Hasha'ara. Shein Tamal Omri Yevimto. Why does it have to say Yevimto? We already know the subject of the Pasuk. It's obvious from context who we're talking about. Right? The Pasuk starts by saying, Vim lo yachbos ish lo kachas es Yevimto. If the guy doesn't want to take es yevimto. So all it had to say is va'olsa shara, take her to the gate, al azakedim, take her to the bezdin. Why does it say va'olsa yevimto, that he takes yevimto? That's a completely extra word. Matam lomer yevimto, yesh lecha yevam ha'acha shal lechalitza ve'en lo liyivam. It's to tell us that there is a type of yavam that is going to get chalitza, but is not going to get yibum. Ve'ezo zuchayav elavin. What's the type of yavama that gets chalitza but doesn't get yibum? That's a woman is chayav elavin, like a kohen gadol to an almana, or a grusha v'chalitza to a kohen hedyot. Ve'ema chayav ekrisus. Why don't we say that it's talking about chayav ekrisus? The chayav ekrisus get chalitza and no yibum, right? What do we assume about chayav ekrisus? We assume chayav ekrisus, that's the first mission of the Masechta, don't even need a chalitza. But maybe the pasuk is telling me not just the chayav elavin, but anyone that you're not allowed to do yibum on, so do chalitza on. That should be chayav elavin and chayav ekrisus. You should do chalitza on. Amar Kra, that's why the pasuk says, "Im lo yachbosi ish lakachas hachafet miyavim." It has to be the kind of woman that he could theoretically do yibam on. I mean, it has to be someone that the yibam would work on. So chayav krisus is not a yibam at all. Ihachi chayav elav nami. Says Gemara, yeah, but he's not allowed to do yibam on chayav elav either. Chayav elav also not a yibam. Harabi Rachmani yivimta, but the pasuk says yivimta, so it has to be that it's talking about somebody, so it's not talking about Chayav Ekrisus, because that's really not a Lalibim. It must be talking about Chayav Elavin, which is a level down. Umari Isa, but how do you know to include Chayav Elavin, not Chayav Ekrisus? Mistavra Chayav Elavin, Tafsi Buhu Kiddushin. Chayav Ekrisus is a little Tafsi Buhu Kiddushin. It's most Mistavra that Chayav Elavin, since there's a Tfisas Kiddushin by Chayav Elavin, that they should be able to have Chalitza as well. But Chayav Ekrisus is not even a Tfisas Kiddushin, should not be able to have Chalitza. Fractosos, Vitema, Minol. I'll do you one better. Maybe it's talking about Chayav Yasei. Forget about Chayav Elav. Maybe it's talking about someone who's not even a Chayav Elav. It's talking about Chayav Yasei that Avol Gav Dei Miyav. Even though you're not supposed to do Yibum, but still, they're all the Chalitza because there's a Tefisas Kiddushin. But maybe Chayav Elav, and we would say, Asi Yasei V'dachi Los Yasei, and he says the opposite, that by Chayav Elav, and we should say that the Yasei is Docha Los Yasei and should be subject to Yibum. In this sense, the los asei should be a lesser isra than the asei, because an asei is not docha an asei, but an asei is docha a los asei. So we should say that you should be allowed to do yibum on the los aseis, and the chayav asei should be the people that are reserved for chalitza fractosos. So Tos says v'yesh lomer demashmalei hashta lidrosh mikra diyivimto lesser yibum lahatzri chalitza. That we're assuming that this pasuk is teaching me that not to do yibum, but yes to do chalitza. So if it's saying that yes to do chalitza, must be talking about chayavei lavin. Says Gemara, Masiv Rava, wait a second, isur mitzvah visur kedusha ba'aleha o chalatzla niftara tzarasa, that if you do yibum or chalitza on an isur mitzvah or an isur kedusha, the tzara gets off the hook. But if you're going to tell me that you have a drasha midar raisa that says that you can't do yibum but you can do chalitza on chayav elavin, li yibum lo ramya, ki va'alha my niftara tzarasa. When you do yibum, why does that help the tzara? If on a daraisa level, yibum is worthless on chayav elavin, and only chalitza is meaningful on chayav elavin, why, if you do that yibum, does it help the tzara? That yibum should have been worthless. Who most of love whom afarikla? He answers his own kasha with stud and katani, that it doesn't mean to say that if you do yibum on chayav elavin that it helps the tzara. No, ba'aleha a iser mitzvah. If you do yibum on one of the shniel starayos whom midar raisa requires yibum, that will pater the tzara. Chalatzla a iser kedusha. Alternatively, if you do chalitza on one of the chayav elavin, that paters the tzara. But ein achinami, yibum on one of the chayav elavin is not going to pater the tzara. Masiv Rava says, Rav, wait a second, but tzua daka kros shivcha, sris adam, vazakein, ochal tino miyavmin, that all these men who are unable to have children could do they're subject to the chalitza or yibum. Ketzad, what is this talking about? What's the case? Mesu, let's say the brother who dies is a petzua daka across shivcha, someone like that. V'lehem achim, and they have other brothers who are normal, who are perfectly healthy. V'lehem nashim, and they left a wife behind. V'amdu achim v'asum ma'amar b'nasho sehen, and the brothers do ma'amar on their wives. V'nasnu get, or they give a get. V'chaltu, or they do a chalitza on the wives. Masha asu asu, whatever they did leaves an impact. If they gave a get, then apostles on apostles that woman to him and to all the other brothers. v'imbalu kanu. But if they do bia, then they are kona. Then it does work. Mesu achim va'amdu heim va'asumayim. What if the original brother that was married to the woman was perfectly healthy, and then the kroshivcha, the sris, one of them gets up and does ma'amer b'nashal sayin, v'nasnu get or shachaltu, or gives a get, or does chalitza, masha asu asu, v'imbalu kanu. So again, the same thing. Whatever they did is done, and if they're boiler, then they're kona. Va'asu l'kaimun, but they're not allowed to keep them, mishum shenemar lo yava p'tzua daka. They can't stay married to them because the whole marriage is be'is. Says lo yava p'tzua daka, but v'isal gadayt chayavi lavin midar raisa lechalitza rabin ramya liyibum lo ramya imbalu amai kanu. But if you say that on a daraisa level, anyone who's nisra lav is only allowed to do chalitza, and on a daraisa level, yibum is not permissible. Why do we say if they had bia, then they're kona, then it works? What do you mean on a daraisa level? There's no mitzvah of yibum over here. How could you say that if they have bia, that it works? That it's kona. Ella Amar Rava, so Rava says, you're right. That answer doesn't work. We cannot say that there's a drasha d'oraisa to tell us that chayavei lavin don't need yibum and they only need chalitza. Rava says, now here's the reason why an almana l'kohen gadol, kohen gadol does not do yibum on his brother's almana, and we do not say asei dochalos asei. It's for the following reason. Second possibility. Almana min erisin nami asei velos aseihu. Dechsiv kadoshim yu lelekehem. That an almana min erisin is also both an asei and a los asei. Because it says Kedoshim Yule Lekeim, so it turns out that the Almanim and Eisun and the Almanim and Eirusin are in the same boat. So Mamzerusin Nesina Ma'ikel Neymar. Practically, Gemara, yeah, that works great for the Almanim case. But what about the Mamzerusin Nesina? Well, they also have an Asay Ksiv Viskadashtem. They have a mitzvah. There's a pasuk Viskadashtem, and so that applies to everybody. So practically, Gemara, that doesn't just apply to everybody. That applies to everything. Ihachi Kala Toru Kulanami Viskadashtem is just a general mitzvah. To live a holy life, which means don't do averos, and therefore we should say there should never be a rule of asei dochalos asei, because every los asei is also an asei of viskadashtem. So you should never say asei is dochalos asei if you count viskadashtem as an asei, because every mitzvah, every yisur is a kiyum of viskadashtem. Asei velos aseihu iachid dekala torukulanami asei velos aseihu dechsi viskadashtem. Kala torukul is both an asei and a los asei, because it says Viskadashtem. Ella Amar Rava, rather Rava offers a third answer. The reason why Kohen Gadol does not do Yibum on his brother's Almana is Gezerah Almana Min Erisin Atu Almana Min Nisuin. We're afraid to allow him to do a Yibum on his brother's Almana Min Erisin lest he come to do Yibum on his brother's Almana Min Nisuin. And that would be something that he's not allowed to do, because over there there's an Asay and a Los Asay. So Frek Vigmar Mamzer Sunasina Ma'ikal Meimer. But what about a Mamzer Sunasina? There's why would that not be allowed? You're right. You should be allowed to do yibum on a mamzeres nesina, because I say should be dochalos asay. But we're afraid if we allow yibum on a mamzeres nesina, people will come to marry mamzeres nesina. We're afraid that people will think that mamzeres nesina is okay to marry. So we're afraid of allowing that. That's an issur midrabanan. But frankly, Gemara, if we're going to make such kazeros that we don't let you do the mitzvah of yibum when it's relying on asay dochalos asay, lest you come to violate the avera when there's no asay dochalos asay, ela mayata eshes achiv meyaviv lotus yavim yizerim shemeshes achim imo. You should never be able to do yibum on the wife of your brother from your father, lest you do yibum on the wife of your brother from your mother, who there's no mitzvah of yibum on. So the Gemara sounds like it's saying there shouldn't be any mitzvah of yibum. We should make a gzeira to outlaw yibum entirely. This is a major kasha. It sounds like, at least at first, a major kasha on the Taz. The Taz has a famous comment where the Taz says that even though the Rabbanan are allowed to be okay davar min haTorah b'shevi al taseh, and they're allowed to tell you not to do certain mitzvahs d'araisa, like not to blow shofar on Shabbos or something like that, what they're not allowed to do is to take something that's explicit in the pasuk and go against an explicit pasuk. They cannot be okay a halacha mikol v'kol. They cannot tell you never do shofar. They can tell you not to do shofar on Shabbos. They cannot tell you never do the mitzvah of shofar. So what kind of kasha is this, that the Rabbanan should have been gozer never to do yibum? That's not within the authority of the Rabbanan to be gozer. They can't be gozer never to do yibum. So Tosfos points out that that's not really what the Gemara is asking. What the Gemara is asking is maybe yibum should have been reserved only to a case where she's the wife of your brother from both your father and your mother. And if she's the wife of of your brother only from your father, if he's only the brother from your father, maybe that we should be gozer, you can't do yibum, lest you do yibum on another half brother, on a half brother from the other side, and the wife of your half brother from the other side. Maybe yibum should be reserved for a full brother. So I answered Gemara, no, that one, Yibum Benachla Tal Rachman Amedi Adia. No one's going to make such a mistake to confuse Achiv Me'aviv with Achiv Me'imo, because everyone knows Yibum relates to Yerusha, and therefore you know that it's not going to relate to a maternal brother. But Isha Shein Labanim Lotus Yabim Gzerim Shum Isha Sheish Labanim. You shouldn't do Yibum on a woman that doesn't have any children, because Gzerim, lest you do Yibum on a woman that does have children from your brother. So we shouldn't do, we should only do Yibum when the woman has children from a previous marriage. That should be the only time we do Yibum. That's what also explains the kasha. As Gemara Bebanim Tal Rachmana made the idea. No one's going to confuse the two. Everyone knows the purpose of Yibum is to create children. So obviously, if your brother has children, everyone's going to realize not to do Yibum. You shouldn't be allowed to do Yibum on your brother's wife who you knew, lest you do Yibum on a brother's wife who you never met, who you were born after the brother died. Now be Yeshiva Tal Rachmana made the idea. Everyone knows that the Torah connects Yibum to Yeshiva, to being here in this world. But you shouldn't be allowed to do yibum on any woman, lest she be an islandess, lest it turn out that there be an island, lest you come to do yibum on an islandess. Says Marlo Shricha. That's very uncommon for a woman to be an islandess. We don't have to make a gzera for milsa del shricha. That's our general rule. Milsa del shricha logaz rabbanon. Mamzeres unasina nami lo shricha. Yeah, but mamzeres unasina is also something that's lo shricha. So we're back to our original question. Therefore, answer number 3 is rejected. Ela marava. Answer number 4. Why is it that a kohen gadol is not allowed to do yibum on? Why don't we say asedo chalosei should be allowed to yibum on almana mina erison gzera bi arishona atu bi ashnia. That we're gozer, that we don't allow to do the first bia, lest he do the second bia as well. Tani nami achi im balu kanu bebia rishona. It would work if he did the bia rishona, but vaso lechayim bebia shni. But he's not allowed to remain married to her because she's an almana and he's a kohen gadol. Now there's no mitzvah anymore. Okay, I got the chiddush. Tomorrow we'll pick up from the 5th answer.